Hello, and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney. Before this week's episode, a few friendly reminders. New episodes drop every Thursday afternoon.
Opinions and views expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the Arts Asylum, Mutual Musicians Foundation, or KOJH 104.7.
If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please contact us via email at couchchats@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at couchchats. And don't forget, that's couch with a K. Please also remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Bye.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
I'm Courtney.
And today on the show, we have Corey and Courtney again, and in a little while, we're going to have a little guest artist of our little friend, Isabel.
That's right.
So that's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to start, Happy New Year, everyone.
That's right.
Can New you believe year. That we are in 2019 right now?
I cannot. I have written it improperly at least 12 times just today.
There was somebody the other day who wrote, like, 2012, and we were like, you just completely missed the mark. Haven't you?
That is a different scenario. Yeah, no, I just wrote 18, but I definitely wrote it. I was doing leases this morning, and quite a few times all over the lease. I was
on this, like, beautiful, like, 60-degree January day.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. So since the last time we chatted, we have accomplished New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. We did an escape room.
We did.
We did do an escape room.
Yep.
We went to Bowling's for dinner.
We did.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Yeah.
We really kind of had some really kind of fun, exciting things. Like, I was looking through some of my pictures and I was like, really? Like, I did all of that, like, within 4 days.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we had a chili kind of New Year's Day hangout.
Uh-huh.
My dad retired.
That's right.
So officially, Sparky does not work for Blue Bunny Ice Cream anymore.
No.
Which for the first time in my life is, like, really weird when I think about that my dad's at home right now.
Right. Well, is he at home or is he in Vegas?
He doesn't go to Vegas until when this show airs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he'll have a weekend in Vegas. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. He'll be there. Because he won't be at Matt's birthday this Friday.
Oh, that's sad. Mm-hmm. Is Pammy coming out dancing?
I hope so.
That'll be fun.
I would love to see Pammy. So before we kind of get into some dumb stuff, we have our friend Isabel on the show today for a few mm-hmm. minutes. Can you say hi, Isabel?
Hi.
Hi. So, how was your Christmas, Isabel?
Good.
Tell me, like, some of your highlights. Tell me, like, your pals and wows of, like, your Christmas break.
Mary Poppins, I kind of slept through the last 5 minutes
of it,
so...
Have you seen the first Mary Poppins movie?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your favorite part about the new Mary Poppins movie? Did you have a favorite part?
Yeah, one of my favorite parts is when Mary Poppins flies up and changes the clock, but... Mm-hmm. The part that's really scary for me is they're kind of both related, is because...
Spoiler alert, people.
Yeah.
one of the ladders broke or something, and so they took one of the unbroken ladders, and they balanced it up off the, like, place where you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys jumped up, and he couldn't reach the hand, so Mary Poppins had to fly up and change the clock.
And she, like, gave a sassy face before mm-hmm. she did that. That's she was true. Like, well, I guess I'll go finish this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was like, seriously?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Disney movie, Isabel?
It's gonna require some thought.
I know, you should all see her face. What's your few?
Ah, we haven't watched Tangled for a while.
Lion King,
mm-hmm.
Tiana, and Ariel.
Yeah.
All right. Those are good ones.
And Moana.
And Moana.
Your Uncle Matty's, like, favorite Disney movie is Princess and the Frog with Tiana.
Yeah.
He really likes that. I love it.
It's a good one. I love it, too. There's nothing I'm mad about. It's just not the one that occurs to me. Like, I have a great time every time I watch it. I just got done with it not that long ago. Like, 2 days. And I'm just like, this is a great movie, but it just never occurs to me for that to be the one I'm going to choose. Like,
well, what's missing in it that makes you want to choose it?
Nothing. Although, it might be that I newsflash people, I'm into Disney movies for the villains. And though I love the Shadow Man and his song, it's not Be Prepared or,
Do you like any male villain song besides Be Prepared?
No, but maybe name some other male villains besides Scar.
Well, the one in Hunchback, which you're not really into.
I have never seen Hunchback.
Okay.
I know. Rough.
I think Ursula is an octopus.
She is an octopus. She is. Ursula's she's fashioned after a drag queen, so she might be kind of a man. I don't know.
And she's also not an octopus.
She is not. She is a squid.
It's confusing.
Yeah. But yes, I get you. Ursula and Scar are by far my favorite of the villains.
Mm-hmm.
But strangely enough, I don't know that I really like Little Mermaid that much either. Like, and I don't know that I love Lion King, but their songs make the whole time worth it, where I'm just like, give me this 12 seconds of Poor Unfortunate Souls and I'll be down.
Can I tell you how funny it is that there's a lot of male villain songs, male villains, whenever I really started thinking about
it? Yeah, well, but you have to realize that I have not seen a lot of Disney movies. Well, like,
seen,
when I start
you've
to...
You've seen Beauty and the Beast. Gaston's the villain.
Yeah, that's true. Beauty and the Beast is... I would have said previously that was my favorite Disney movie.
Do you like Beauty and the Beast, Isabel?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I just don't like the live action as much as I like the cartoon version, because, like, the wolf parts are, like, kind of scary for me, because they look like they're real wolves.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of like, okay...
Yeah. Sure.
Jafar.
Jafar, sure.
I would say he's a male villain.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Speaking of bitchy queens.
Right, he is a bitchy queen.
Here's something funny about it. I don't really, I like Aladdin. I just don't really like Jasmine. I like the genie.
Yeah. Well, sure, yeah. The genie is where it's at in that movie. Jasmine's fine.
Jasmine's fighting quite the journey in that, because she's trying, you know, culturally, that where they are, like, pretty much, even as a princess, she doesn't have
much to say.
Like, she's betrothed, you know, she's supposed to get married to, like, someone that's picked for her, and to get out of the castle, she has to, like, pretend, you know.
She's got her big tiger, Raja's amazing, but, like, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it's, her story's not very exciting.
No.
That movie is... Well, but I mean, it's not called Jasmine.
It's called
Aladdin. So, you know, it's not really her story. She is a princess in the movie, but I would not call that her story at all.
Right. I just think about those sorts of things. You know, when I'm like, Jasmine is great, and I love Jasmine, and Jasmine needs to be there. I mean, she's a purpose for a couple of the moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
really
it's just about how, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, you know, Diamond in the Rough. You've all seen the film.
Yeah,
you
sure. Know. Or otherwise, this is a whole lot of spoiler alerts.
Yeah, a whole spoiler alerts. Another thing I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, Isabel, is that you are working your way to kind of be a sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you... Can you tell our 5s and 10s, our listeners, just a little bit about who you are when you get to manifest a little?
So, when...
What is your sister's name?
So my drag queen name is Sister Queen Shimada Ding Dong. And how I got, how I decided to be a sister, so I was watching Drag Race. If you didn't know what Drag Race is, it's a drag queen show. I was watching it, and I decided that I wanted to be a sister. And how I got my name was... I was at dinner at my grandma's house, and I said, the only word I said was Gibrata, like, pretty much the whole night, and my mom, Courtney, decided that should be my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So your name is Queen Chibata.
Mm-hmm.
Little Sister Queen Chibata.
Little Sister Queen Chibata Ding Dong.
That's right, and we've had on your drag mother, Glamorama Ding Dong.
So you were of the House of Ding Dong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was the Drag Race connection was we were explaining when watching season 10
We had some friends on season 10 of Drag Race.
I hear Monique's doing pretty well right now.
That's what I've heard too. Her Curves and Swerves garment was beautiful. But we were talking about Miss Asia, who Coco and Mommy know. Her
also
last name.
Courtney. That was so funny.
Right.
My mom.
Courtney. Yes.
You're the cutest.
Miss Asia and Miss Eureka have the same name. Uh-huh. And you know, for those of you who do not have all kinds of drag queen history, the House of was a big deal originally because you were kind of groomed into a drag family. And when I explained that that grooming, what did you say? You said, "I want to be a ding dong."
I think this past weekend, maybe Saturday or something, was Call Your Drag Mother or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like National Call Your Drag Mother Day. There's okay. A couple of kind of famous, really kind of, you know, in the public spotlight on their Instagrams or whatever, and they were posting about their drag mothers.
We missed
it.
You didn't call Glamma.
Oh, well.
You sent Glamma a picture last weekend. What day was it that you did your full manifestation in the house? First time you went into full face.
I got a picture of that. What?
I think that was when Riley did.
Was that New Year's Day night?
Maybe either New Year's Day or maybe the next day. Riley was not here. It was probably the next day because I think she got up and went to school the next day. I guess I could look at my phone and tell you what the picture was taken from.
Can you tell the listeners about the night that you got your first veil? Do you remember that?
So it was the veiling ceremony for not just me. It was actually for my other sisters, who I think veiled to get their black veil. Mm-hmm. And you technically get three kinds of veils. One veil is just a plain white veil. The second veil is a white veil, but you can have like sparkles or glitter on it. And then you get your black veil. Mm-hmm. But you can technically wear whatever veil you want. But normally it's black, so...
Yeah, that's for fully professed, right?
So we call it a black veil.
And then you've already sort of done one of your first, like, charity works, right? You did a toy drive, and you want to tell us a little bit about why you decided to do that and what you did with the toys?
I decided to do toy drive, and I decided to do some to Restart and some to Operation Breakthrough, and so people would drop off toys in these barrels, and then I take them to Operation Breakthrough, and I gave them to the people who work there, and then they wrap them up and give them to the kids there.
That's cool. And when did you do that? When did you finally get all of those toys, like, handed out? Do you remember?
Yeah. No, I think it was the week of the...
It was
a
Tuesday.
That's right. It was a Tuesday. I think maybe December 11th. Because you also had your final puppet class with Mr. Alex that day. Uh-huh.
So what do you do... Because you go to school. Mm-hmm. You are... And you go to school at the Crossroads Academy. Mm-hmm. Which is a really cool thing. They are the elementary school to our Crossroads High School that comes to the Arts Asylum twice a week for visual and performing arts classes.
Yep.
And then after school, you sometimes go to a dance class, is that right?
I'm going to start taking on Fridays. I'm thinking about taking a acrobatic class. It's like tumbling. Mm-hmm. And yeah, at like, they'll pick a day, and so like, it's the last day of that thing, and then we'll like put together a performance.
Yeah.
But it's also a choice, so like, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Do you like to tumble?
Yeah.
I've been trying to teach it to Violet, my sister, but she has just been like, we should do this move.
My goal for one of my goals for 2019 is to learn how to do a handstand, and I want to learn how to do a cartwheel. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know how to do a cartwheel?
I've never done.
Oh, I can teach you how to do a cartwheel.
Right. These are just, I've got 300.
I know how to do a cartwheel, I just don't know how to do a
Yeah.
I have 358 days.
Doing cartwheels is actually how mommy and daddy met. Because daddy wanted to learn how to do a cartwheel. And I said I could teach him how to do that.
Did you teach him?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to learn how to do one.
Yeah. We can do that in the theater today, yeah. If you'd like, later today. I may come back with my hips all out of whack. Who knows?
Because
I'm much older than when I taught Alex how to do this. But
there was, I came home one day, I don't remember what it was, and I just was so excited, and I was like, I really wish I could just do a handstand right now.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the perfect exclamation point to what I want to do.
You know who's excellent at a handstand is Heidi.
Really?
Yeah, so we can get this wrapped up for you. One of your goals. We were talking about goals.
Yeah, so let's go into sort of like goals for 2019. I personally am not a huge proponent of New Year's resolutions.
True.
I think I made that joke, what was that, 5-6 years ago or something, when I was just like, I don't need one, I'm perfect.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I often feel as if New Year's resolutions are things that, like, how do I psychologically, like, talk about this
inside
of my brain?
That people
want
to change about themselves.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, you almost start the year off by, like, almost with a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
By saying, well, this is what I didn't, like, everyone wants to, like, eat better or exercise, you know, or be kind. Like, there's so many, like, easy things that I'm like, well, sure, you know, don't.
Right.
You should move.
Right.
If you
sure.
feel as if you sit all of the time,
sure.
you should move more.
Yeah.
And don't, like, quantify it by saying, like, now all of a sudden I have to be, like, a gym star. Because I think, like,
right.
there's a lot
yeah.
of those conversations to be like, well, people set unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Like, set a stupid one, like, I'm going to take the stairs as often as I can.
Right.
Just, that's it.
Right.
Like, not I'm going to work
yeah.
out for an hour every day. It's just, I'm going to try and take the stairs
right.
as often as I can.
Yeah.
So, I just always feel like that verbiage, I've never liked that verbiage growing up, is resolutions. And
right. Yeah.
It's shitty. I felt like 2018 was a lot, personally, about, like, my relationships with people. I
mm-hmm.
sort of really came to understand what I was looking at, and also, like, that people were affecting my mood and everything, because I felt like sort of like my shit was together, and so then I felt like I could take on other people's
yeah.
stuff a lot more, and in reality my shit wasn't together. And it really was is that I was not paying attention sometimes to my own stuff.
Right.
Because, and I felt like I could just maneuver over to,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
well, if I can help solve you,
right.
then maybe I will learn
right.
something about myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So what did 2018 teach you?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I think maybe to try and be more present.
Mm-hmm.
I remember figuring out, must have been, I don't know, a performance of yours is towards the, not the beginning, but like springtime of last year. So towards the beginning.
Yeah, it was.
Your dance performance, maybe? That
it was my ballet.
Yes. So that we, as a society, because technology has come this far, we view everything through our phones. And so I was like, I just want to see this all with my own eyes. Like, and someone will have a video of it for me to watch later. But the reality of the situation is, I don't go back and watch that later. So why didn't I watch it when it was happening? You know what I mean? It's like, as soon as something, and it's very, very predominant with when you have kids, that like, as the instant that somebody steps on the stage or to do something, you pull out your phone and you're just like, right, but why are you doing that? Like, other than, I understand that there are people who, my family is always with me when I do those things. You know, when Isabel has a performance or something, or Violet does something at school, they're there. So I don't have anyone to share that with necessarily. And so I don't. And then I just have this video that, quite frankly, takes up space on my phone and serves no purpose because I didn't watch it happen. And so I was trying to make, set my own goal of making sure that I was more present in interacting with others, because I think that it's very easy to go to the technological place and be like, I should post that, or right, we should talk about that, or we should, and that is a thing that still happens. Everybody's gonna, you know, I mean, social media and things of that nature are too present in our lives to not have them be a
yeah.
thing. I could get off of social media, but it would damage a lot of businesses that I run that way. So I don't. But just trying to kind of make those real personal connections. And I think I did that. I think that it taught me that I could put down my phone mm-hmm. and walk away from it and not have it be a thing that I was glued to.
Yeah, I tried to pay attention to social media and taking photos and videos as less of a, like, well, this is what I'm supposed to do in this moment. Mm-hmm. And I only tried to do it if I was trying to, like, archive something.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I took videos or whatever of my rehearsals or my performances of You're in Town just in case I ever wanted to show someone.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. but never, like, in a performance. Like, right.
Well, and, like, when it makes sense, like, I'm going to video this because I need to go back and reference it later
yeah.
for blocking or, you know, it's not that I don't still video things or
but
still
it also
pictures.
Never looks good. What I was trying to get to that is, like, I, you know, to toot my own horn or whatever, I had some amazing moments with the help of, like, my cast and your husband on lighting design mm-hmm. or whatever for You're in Town, and like it looks great, like, but that's still not as good as it was
right.
in real life
right.
So then I also spend a lot of time just being like, well, this doesn't do
mm-hmm.
it justice, and so
right.
I've sort of also realized that, like, that's with every picture or every
yeah.
moment, you know. And you're also not, like, showcasing it, like, now, like, you obviously sometimes have to, like, put a filter on it. Yeah, like
right.
it's still not a mm-hmm. true representation
yeah
of sort of what that was. Isabel, what do you kind of feel like you learned in 2018?
I've learned that I sometimes need to teach Violet that she, whenever she is feeling stressed, instead of screaming and kicking her legs and just having her face down, that she needs to just be like, okay. You can't just always do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should find a method of self-care. What do you do to relieve stress?
Sometimes I paint, but that's sometimes a little bit hard for me because when I'm having a fight with my friend at school, I can't just get a piece of paper and paint.
Mm-hmm.
Drawing kind of helps me, but not like I forget about the problem and I'm not upset about it. It just makes me not that upset about it. So.
And you've also been working a lot in 2018 on your reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had, Isabel has really had to learn to, like, improve her reading this year, and I think that through a lot of really cool things, you're doing an amazing job. I think that we were over at your house, what was that, like, last weekend or something?
Book.
Yeah, and we were reading a fashion book, and you were reading better than I had, like, ever heard you read before,
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
was really... I thought that was a fun goal to sort of get you to that level in 2018, you
mm-hmm.
know? So I'm really glad that happened with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you want to do in 2019? What's your goals for this year, Iz?
So one of that is to get more sleep.
Yeah.
Because this is what basically Violet has been doing all night. She's like... Because we sleep in a bunk bed, she sleeps on the top bunk sometimes, not all the time, but when she's on the top bunk, she reaches her hand out and bangs on the bar and like, please stop it. She's like, but Sissy, I need to get a drink. And I'm like, then go get a drink. You don't have to ask me to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll like reach it out and bang it, and I'll say, like, please stop, Violet. And she'll be like, but now I need to go to the bathroom.
What's that like, being like a big sister? Is that so much fun? Do you love being a big sister?
Just sometimes it's a little bit annoying because she's just like, Sissy, I need to get a drink. Then go get a drink.
Then go get a drink.
You don't need to ask me.
What
just
was?
Go get a drink.
What's kind of your goal, Courtney, for 2019?
I have a couple. I am going to continue being more present. I am also going to start painting again. I realized how much I miss it. And so we've painted at home every day.
That daddy has been gone because right now he's in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Daddy is in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Roller coaster for a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Luckily, that will be announced by the time that this
yeah.
airs. Otherwise, I'd have to cut it out.
So if that seems interesting, then go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're in Vegas,
go
for it. Yeah, go to that big tech convention that I don't even know the name of. Yeah.
It's like,
we don't know.
Convention center.
Yeah, at the convention center. Yes. And then my other goal is to get my website back up and going and doing things with it. I believe that little sister Queen Shibata is going to have a page on there.
Cool.
And she's going to start doing some stuff and just kind of trying to have that sort of outlet for myself. And I noticed at the end of 18, right before Christmas, Matthew, our assistant, who has also been on, went onto my website to look up information about something because I was giving his mother one of my pieces of jewelry. And I forget what's on there. And he was just like, so you've just like won all these awards and done all this stuff. And I'm just like, yes, yeah. I have. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. And I don't celebrate that. And on occasion I miss it. And to have some accountability held for some of the things that I do. And, highlight our lives and what we do and what Isabel does and what little sister does and all of those fun things. I've got the website. I may as well get it up and going, and I pay for it. So let's get it out in the world.
I mean, I definitely, as your best friend, want that to happen for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that ebbs and flows. And I definitely think that life gets in the way sometimes of you, like, being proud of yourself and sort of showcasing what your life is sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think not just that, but we also just, you know, there's, I think that the thing that people in our immediate lives, perhaps not all of our listeners, but please don't point yourself out if you're not one of the people who's been outraged about what is happening in our world and country for the last 2 years. No, that's not true. Point yourself out so that I can know who you are.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say about that, and I feel like social media is a weird place to say it. And so, you know, this is an outlet. I mean, I think it can be, you know, kind of the predecessor to the live journal, for those of you who remember the live journal.
I do love the same, the live journal.
So many years ago. Of just trying to kind of keep a record, you know, of where we are and what we do and the things that we forget. You know, we do, in our house, we do pows and wows every night at dinner.
I have completely taken that into my life.
And I would like to have, what I should do at dinner is everybody should have to write down their pows and wows, and then, you know, I've seen these kind of like things where you put it all in a jar and then on New Year's Eve you can open it and see all of the great things and all of the terrible things that can be, you know.
I feel so many people are so like not interested in the pows part of their day. And I find it so weird whenever I ask people for their pals and wows that people don't want to talk good about their day or themselves. And they also will spend the whole day bitching about this, this, and
right.
that. But then when actually asked to sort of like define a pow and a wow,
right.
people can't do that. And that is why I have completely taken on.
Yeah. Well, that. And in our house, it's not necessarily like a terrible part of your day either. It's just a difficult part of your day. It's the inside out. Another underappreciated Disney film. You can't have the happiness without the sadness. And that is a thing we work through in our house on the regular, the notion of talking about mental health and self-care and how that plays into your life. And if you don't address those things, if you're unwilling to talk about them, then you're not doing anything to improve them.
Yeah.
And you're stifling them. And that's another part that I think I would like to have on the website is really talking about kind of mental health and motherhood.
What was the thing I screenshotted yesterday? Before you heal someone, ask them if they're willing to give up the things that make them sick.
Yeah, sure.
And I was just like, there's some truth to that idea.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Or I found one the other day too that was like you don't have to, I might have to find it. It's going to have to take me a second. But it was really brilliant of just like, oh, okay, well, that's a thing that that I do on the regular that I need to. You're not required to set yourself on fire to keep others warm. Because I am very bad at that.
Well, that
so
was
that's
also,
another one of my goals.
That was something that we sort of talked about, right, too, that you need to take responsibility for if you, like, if you're taking on other people's like crazy, you know, that at some point you said, I don't remember your exact verbiage, but you were just like, at some point, if I allow you to make me feel that way, I need to acknowledge that I have allowed.
That I've allowed it, yeah.
That you've allowed for that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's kind of hard in a in a world where we're all supposed to, like in the arts, and especially with the arts asylum, and I think a little bit with what the personality is that we've sort of set ourselves up with, is like that I almost have to be like that caretaker, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. that idea is like, it's just, it blows my mind. I had a conversation with one of my friends, you know, and I was just like, did you know that I've had 10 conversations with you in this week and you've never once asked how my life is?
Right.
And they were like just mind blown when right. I was just like, do you even know what I've done in the last 10 days?
Right.
When they go, no. And I was like, right, but I know everything that right. you've done. And so it was just this funny, like, moment right. of, like, realization just, and I'm not saying I need to be the center of attention.
Right.
But you really do realize how much people just dump on you.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's because I let them.
Yep.
Like, that's true. I'm not
you
even
sure. You teach people how to treat you.
You do.
And I'm the exact same. I'm just as guilty. And I think, you know, we have had a lot of conversation moving into this new year in our household about verbiage about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to remove the word can't. I can't, you know, because that implies I can't leave work right now, implies that I'm stuck under something heavy. I won't leave work right now.
I'm choosing not to.
I am choosing this, you know, to have the urgency about this problem that will exist tomorrow, but I'm choosing that urgency.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but making sure that then you hear it, because I think that it's something that's happening to you if you use the can't, as opposed to something you are choosing to take on.
I've said, you know, not everything can be 100%. Like, at the same intensity,
right.
too. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things in my life where it's just, like, every day is a disaster. And
yeah.
I'm just like, it's not.
It's not, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not a disaster. And I think I said that in sort of, like, my post-2018 thing, is I was like, deadlines are still going to always be there. Deadlines
right.
are going to be there today. Deadlines
Absolutely.
Are there tomorrow. And the goal is to meet those deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, because other people are sort of depending on them. But another thing I've sort of just tried to accept, maybe in 2019, is, like, it's okay to not be perfect,
uh-huh.
even though my standard of perfection is of a certain level. You know, I
right.
realize, I always tell my cast, I started rehearsals yesterday for Full Monty.
Uh-huh.
We just finished Big Fish here at the Arts Asylum, and
uh-huh.
that was really successful, and that was a great run of a show.
Uh-huh.
So the new show has moved in Full Monty, and I always like to tell my cast, I don't care about your conflicts. It's the same thing with, you know, you in my life. It's the same thing with my husband. Like, I don't, if you can't be there,
yeah,
you know, and it's, so I'm trying to tie in with what you're saying, is like, you can do whatever you want, and
yeah.
you just need to know that in that moment you have chosen to not be at rehearsal
right
for whatever is more important in your life,
right.
and know that you are allowed to do that as a human, but 22 people are relying upon you.
Right.
If
mm-hmm.
I'm not here, imagine what that would be like if the director was not here one
right.
night,
mm-hmm.
but you all still had to be there,
right?
And so you might review something, and then if I don't come back, you know, like, there's just
right.
like those conversations. If you are choosing to not come home because
mm-hmm.
there's a project,
uh-huh.
I'm to assume that you have taken on the levity
right.
of that you're not at home with your family
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and that
yep.
is a hard responsibility, and I feel like maybe often we allow people off the hook because urgency seems
right.
to take
precedence. Well, and I think
precedence.
That they also, I think you can rationalize because you're not using the proper verbiage. I think you can then rationalize that your life, work, personal life, whatever it is, choices are no longer choices. Oh, I can't do that right now. I have to do this. Well, can't, again, implies that there's a greater power in control. But you are the one in control. You are the one making the choice. So, yes, there may be some sort of crazy controversy at work that you have to deal with, but you are still choosing to deal with that. Because if you don't deal with it, it still exists tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I don't clean my house tonight, it's still dirty
tomorrow.
Still
dirty tomorrow.
And so I have the ability to say, oh, I have to clean my house. Well, but I'm choosing that. You know what I mean? And if you take some of that responsibility by using the proper words, then you hear it more. And then you can be more conscious about it. Because I think that society has trained us to have that urgency, so that you don't feel as guilty, or you
right.
don't have. And that's not to say that you shouldn't still sometimes deal with the fire that's happening. You probably should.
Well, sometimes.
But
you should choose the fire.
Right. But, you know, but you have to accept responsibility for the fact that that is your choice. You have created that choice.
Yeah. And that's sort of what I was saying, is if you live in a constant state of there's a fire every day,
uh-huh.
at some point, it doesn't matter that there's a fire every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm to assume that something
right.
is going to be more important
mm-hmm.
today. And, you know, and I think it was at the old shop or whatever, your misplanning is not my, like,
right.
like need to rush or something like that. Like that is something that sort of blows my mind is when people will say, well, I need this right now. And I'm just like, well, you are, when you say stuff like that, you are taking in zero consideration to what I'm doing. You know, and that I'm sort of going into that right now with my show is just to realize that I'm trying not to do everything myself. But if you're not going to do it, it still has to get done. And I can choose to either let it not get done. And if I choose to not let it get done, then I need to also remember that I didn't think that it was that important to begin with. Like, there's a strange, like, turn back of responsibility to me that if I'm just going to sit idly by and let you fail, maybe I don't need it. Because then I really can't be pissed at the end if it didn't get done because I chose to not
to do,
do it.
Right.
And Matt, you know, my husband, says, well, that is just going to drive you crazy. And I was just like, well, I think it's going to show me who I can rely upon. Because I think maybe that's what I need to pay attention to is the people who are making false promises to me.
Yeah.
And I'm cleaning up behind them almost always.
Always, right.
You know? And it doesn't even have to be negative either. You know, it can be positive things. Like, also making sure that whenever I say, yeah, I'd love to go do that, if I really mean that I'd love to go do that.
Right.
Because if I don't, I should be much more honest up front and just say, you know, I just... That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for you.
That sounds terrible to me. Or I don't want to. I mean, that's that's perfectly acceptable answer as well. Instead of making up reasons why you can't, just say I don't want to.
I just don't want to.
You know? Yes. Isabel's raising her hand in the corner.
What do you have to say about that? What are your goals? What is Isabel? Not like I need to control my mom or my dad or my sister, but like what do you want to do in 2019 that has nothing to do with anyone else?
Is to paint more often now that I have my own art set. And hot tub more.
That's
right.
Which I think kind of goes with all of us too, to remember to take time for yourself.
That did happen the other night, right?
Last night the weather was cool.
Well, you've also had a crazy life. Your grandma and grandpa moved out of their house to their new house. And so really, pretty much since December, your personal life has been crazy.
And my grandma just had to go to the hospital.
I did hear that last night.
It's true. It's true.
So I have a couple of questions I like to ask you since you're on the couch, if that's okay. How do I start? What is your idea of real magic?
I don't really know what you mean.
I knew you wouldn't.
What's the closest thing in life to real magic that there is? And also
wands,
that big noise outside.
Wands and spell books.
Wands and spell books.
All right.
Yep.
I
absolutely love that.
All right. You want the crayon question? You're a new addition to the crayon box. What color are you and why?
I'm choosing like a light purple because it's one of my favorite colors. My sister's name is Violet.
It's true.
That's good.
That's true.
I love that.
What are your three wishes? You get a genie in the bottle. What's your, or a genie in the lamp, I guess. What's your three wishes?
For everyone to stop growing except we can stop growing. Just Violet can like grow like a few more. Until she's five, and then she'll stop.
Okay. And for everybody to stop aging at that point, huh? All right. I like that plan.
I'll take that. You have three wishes, and you can't think of two more? You have every option out there.
To live in a castle?
Yeah.
To live in a castle? All right. Yeah.
Well, we can come back to that.
Okay.
We'll come back. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Two things. All right. What
are
they?
What do you
want to be? Actually, A teacher.
An artist.
And a vet.
Well, you don't have to wait to grow up to be an artist.
That's true.
So you're already doing one of those.
Yep. I think you're doing a pretty good job of being a teacher, too.
Yeah. So really, we just got to get you to become a vet.
That's right.
That'll be fun.
Uh-huh. Do you find it that it would be very inappropriate for me to go hang out at Bar K and play with other people's dogs?
No.
Okay, because I feel like I could just go and sit there and have a hamburger and play with puppies.
Are we allowed to go without an animal?
Yeah.
Do we still have to pay the fee?
No, because the fee is just for the dogs to go play in the thing. You just have to, I mean, you have to eat and drink, like you can't just sit there.
Yeah.
But they have like a full menu.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should go to Barkay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Ooh, I want to go.
Right. There's puppies just playing everywhere.
Puppies!
Right. I love puppies. Uh-oh. Cutatonic.
I know. Cutatonic? That's amazing.
Right.
That's so funny.
Yep. All right, well.
Right, so.
I think we, you know.
Yeah, so next week we're going to have our friend Francie on.
Mm-hmm.
And Francie is going to.
She taught a camp that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
That I just finished last Friday.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's true.
And I have worked with Francie on a couple of different shows. She likes to come here and volunteer at the Arts Asylum sometimes. She is definitely a part of our lives, and I'm really kind of looking forward to the fives and tens getting to hear parts of her story, because she, just like all of our people on the couch and most of our listeners, like, has a crazy story.
Yeah.
I just really feel like I've never had anyone on the couch yet where I've just been like, well, that was it.
Right.
That was all. Like, I, you know, we get like weird twists about their lives. And so I'm really glad that Francie is going to be on. And like, we are in it now. Like, it is 2019.
It's true.
Like, I cannot believe.
It's true.
That this is where we are right now.
Yeah.
And we'll have more updates about our renovations and things like that. We've got some really cool things that have taken place. Yeah, so tune in next week and we will have cool things to talk about.
It's true.
So thank you all for joining us in 2018 and following us into 2019.
Yep.
And that was this week's Couch Chats. Thank you, Isabel, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to see who we've got on the couch. New episodes are available in the KC area on KOJH 104.7 Thursdays at 2 p.m. or on iTunes. Bye!